It's been a rough week for wheat prices, and Kim, they've really taken a beating in the markets. What's going on?
Well, you look at wheat prices, they're down about 50 cents. I think the market realized our export demand is just not as strong as we thought it'd be. There's also a lot of uncertainty about how much wheat is still available coming out of those Black Sea ports. And Egypt came in, they bought U.S. wheat, but they bought soft red winter wheat rather than hard red winter.
The USDA just released some projections for the 19 and 20 cropping years. Are we seeing any adjustments in there?
Yeah, there's some minor adjustments. You look at planted acres for wheat. Last year, they were 47.8 million acres. Reuters estimated it at 47.2 for 19, and USDA came out at 47 million acres. Corn acres, it was 89.1 million acres last year. Reuters is estimating about 91.5 million, and the USDA came in at 91.7 million acres. Soybeans last year was 89.2. Reuters has them at 86.1 million acres, and USDA came in at 85. And cotton acres, the USDA was at 14.1 last year. What we see is about the same wheat acres, slightly lower than last year, but marginally lower. If you look at the corn, higher, and beans lower.
What does that mean for the price of all those commodities?
Well, if you look at our prices and the production numbers that are coming out, you're looking at a slightly higher corn production. So I think your corn prices are going to remain relatively weak. We're carrying over 900 million bushels of beans. Normally we carry over about 250 or 3. So with lower bean acres, we might drop some ending stocks, and prices of beans may go up a little bit, but not dramatically. Wheat, it's just about the same as last year.
Are we seeing anything, any differences in the hard red versus the hard or the soft red?
Well, if you look at the winter wheat acres, they last year were 32.7 million. They came in at 31.3. Hard red winter wheat acres, of course, that was released earlier at 23.2 last year versus 22.2, down about 4%. And a soft red winter wheat last year was 5.9 million acres, came in at 5.7, it's down 7%. So you've got lower, the winter wheat acres lower than last year, the all acre just slightly less than last year.
So you take all of that together, what really is the biggest problem for producers in Oklahoma?
Well, prices are relatively low. Right. You look at the U.S. situation, you look at the world situation, there's not much change there. The competition is going to remain relatively strong. Australia's had two bad crops in a row. If they have production next year, they're going to come in and take some exports. There's just not much hope for slightly higher prices. So the big question is how do I use this ground?
Of course, in a year whenever we have precipitation. Okay. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.